Our next Reality Radio guest, we just spoke with Glenn, looking back at Pioneer Days. Now, let's begin looking ahead to Flamborama. We've got the one and only Ken Kazuba here with you, with us. He's the voice you've heard for years from the Flamborama softball game. If you've ever heard of Kaz's Sports Corner, it's a familiar name. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad we've got some time to put you on the schedule today, as I would consider this one of the busiest times of the year, approaching, you know, maybe competing with Labor Day and Memorial Day, but here we are, right in the middle of summer, in the tail end of the baseball season, but we get some local sports to take part in this weekend when we've got Flamborama. Ken, tell us, how'd you end up involved at all with Flamborama softball?
Well, quite a few years ago, back in the mid to late 90s, I was asked to come up with a good friend of mine whose family is from up in the area. And I came up and played with a lot of the local guys, and we had a good time. And once we started playing up here, then it was unlimited arc. And our ball team that we were with, we were so-so. The guys were a lot of fun to hang out with. But then I decided to bring our own team from down in the Milwaukee West Bend area. And that's when it got really competitive. So we had a lot of fun. Played for over 20 years in that tournament, and now it's 6-12. It's an interesting tournament from that standpoint because the diamond is 280 with a 280-foot fence. 6-12, okay, especially with the new bats. These new bats are something else. So playing on limited arc on that field, that's what made it really competitive. The games are competitive still, but it's 6-12, and you're playing with some bats that are really, really, really jacked up bats. I mean, these bats nowadays are nothing like what we played with 25, 30 years ago. So it definitely makes for a different dynamic for softball.
Now, Ken, I need just a little bit of an assist for those who might not know. Unlimited arc, I understand to mean you can basically, you're throwing a slow pitch softball, but there's no limit on how high that pitch can go. So you can get some weird ones out there.
Correct. And the better your pitcher, more than likely, is the better your team's going to be, simply because if he can get that first pitch over for a strike, you got a few more to work with. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, come Sunday afternoon, that sun is right behind the pitcher's back at the prime time, and it makes the game incredibly difficult to hit that ball, because that ball is coming through the sun, and it's coming from, sometimes, as we used to say, Skylab.
So basically, Unlimited Arc is playing softball the way you and your little brother used to in the yard when he just used all the dirty tricks shy of throwing sand in your eyes, right? You guys are really adding a little layer of difficulty to what's supposed to be easier, you know, slow pitch softball, but made difficult because we can.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, now with the new dynamic, you know, I mean, 6-12, it makes for an interesting game from that standpoint. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, Restore U has been sponsoring the tournament, so I got to give, you know, shout-outs to Henry and to Michelle. Christian Newberry, who has brought all the teams together. This year's the most teams the tournament has ever had. There's 16 men's teams, and then there's 8 co-ed teams. So it's going to be a full venue. We start Friday night at 6 o'clock. And both diamonds will be rocking. So the hardball diamond and the softball diamond will be full all weekend long. So there's going to be a lot of really good softball because there's a lot of good teams in the area this weekend.
And I'm excited to be there Friday night because we'll be broadcasting live. And hopefully, Ken, Joel mentioned we may be able to even chat with you right before that kicks off, maybe 5 p.m. or so, sometime between then and 5:45, before you end up too busy to talk to people on the radio. But, hey, you talk to people on the radio all the time. Ken, tell us about your post-game show.
Yeah, so with my Kaz Sports Corner, which is a new media outlet, I was formerly with On Wisconsin Sports. And what we're doing is I have an affiliation down in the Milwaukee area through 105.7 The Fan and Tim Allen, who's a good friend of mine, who does the baseball postgame show. I had took that show on the road a couple of years ago, and we were at Empty Pockets, was one of our first shows. And Tim Allen, who also has a band called Conviction, every night he has a nightly show that talks Brewer baseball. And the motto was, after the last pitch, make the switch. So I have been on that show for several years, having a lot of fun talking Brewer baseball. And when we took the show live around northern Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, people that were listening to the show on a regular basis got to meet the actual show host and his co-host, And it really made for an interesting dynamic because you got to put the face to the voice. The one thing people don't know about Tim is that he's legally blind. So when he does his broadcasting after the game and talks about the game post-game, his ears are his eyes. And it's amazing how he articulates the game from that standpoint.
It really is. It really is. And it's funny, too. The more you learn about the people behind the microphone, the more you find that stuff like that, not necessarily common, but, I mean, human beings, if you look close enough, they're always doing something incredible, I gotta say. So, Ken, we'll be chatting with you on Friday. You'll be there as you are announcing softball again this year, correct?
Correct. In fact, I think from 5 to 5:45, Tim Allen and I will be on with you. And I just wanted to get, I know we're kind of up against the clock here, but I want people to know that on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, we're going to be doing 50-50 raffles. We have some tremendous sponsors. As a matter of fact, Crossroads 41. We are going to be throwing some tickets into the 50-50 raffle for that. I also have Super One Foods, St. Croix, that they have given us some gift cards that we're going to be including in raffles, along with Stormy Cromer. Stormy Cromer, the hat company, as everybody knows them, they're one of my sponsors as well. So we're going to be bringing a lot of fun stuff to the Diamond. And then one final thing, if I can get this in. People, get to Empty Pockets Thursday night, Harvorama. Oh, my gosh, is it going to be a good one. It's the fourth annual Harvorama. I haven't missed one yet. He's got a really nice band that's going to be there at 8 o'clock. He does have a band before that, but the band is Noleum at 8 o'clock. Harvey does it right with his brother, Ben. It is going to be a rockin' time. And that's the unofficial kickoff to the 73rd annual Flamborama.
Absolutely, Ken. I can't agree more. And I remember when Harvorama kind of started picking up steam, and I thought, what an awesome thing, because it's kind of bold, you know, like, hey, let's start it over here. But all of the best things start with a bold idea done well, and that is Harvorama on Thursday before Flamborama right there at Empty Pockets. Ken, I appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Where can people meet you this weekend if they want to run into you, shake a hand?
We'll be at, well, you can always come over to the softball diamond. I'll be up there in the concession stand on the second level of that concession stand, but I'm in the area. I do have a wireless microphone, so I put all that together last year up there in the booth, so I'll be walking around talking to people, having some fun. You know, this festival is all about the people. This is such a great town, Park Falls, and I'm so delighted to be part of what they do up there, and Henry and Michelle having me do my thing as I did with the Legion for many years, helping those guys out as well. So it's really a lot of fun, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again. There's a lot of fun people that come to this event, and the crowd should be quite big. It looks like the weather's going to be very good for this weekend.
Absolutely. Right before you, we were talking to Glenn Wagner, heavily involved with Pioneer Days that took place over the weekend, and we were talking about that balance. You know, it's a lot of this stuff appeals to the people coming in from out of town, but the locals, too. It's about everybody in the area, whether you're here for the weekend or here for the year. Flamborama and everything like it, we all need it. Let's let our hair down. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Stop by as we're broadcasting live 5 p.m. to 5:45. And our live broadcast is going longer than that. But Ken, you and Tim will be there broadcasting with us. Can't wait to see you at Flamborama this Friday.
Thanks again, Gray. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll chat soon. Have a good day.
Take care, Ken. Thank you so much. That's Ken Kazuba, the PA announcer of Flamborama Softball, also the owner of Kaz's Sports Corner, new sports media group. You might recognize Ken. He appears frequently on post-game shows for Brewer Baseball with Tim Allen, who will be there with us, with Ken, with me and Joel, Friday evening right there at the fairgrounds of Flamborama. You'll be able to spot us. We'll have flags and banners and a canopy with our name on it, and word has it, I believe, we'll even be up on a elevated surface for you to find us pretty easily. So, hey, stick around. Reality Radio is going to continue on the other side of 9 o'clock. It's 8:59, and you're listening to 98 Q Country.